We are learning Mesechtas Adorim Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and we're starting on top of the Amud. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Chulin, Hachulin, Kichulin, Bein Shoichaloch, Bein Shloichaloch Mutter. The halacha is, if you say Chulin, Hachulin, Kichulin, there's no problem. Because say if you say Oichaloch, say Shloichaloch, it's Mutter, because I didn't say any dig, Aloichulin. And that's possible if you say Shoichaloch, that for sure is good. You said Chulin, Shoichaloch. But don't say, if you say Shloi Oichaloch, which would mean like this, Chulin is what I don't eat from you. Well, if I do eat for you, it should be hektish, that you don't say, because going into our mayor that does not hold of V'chal Lavat Shmehein. So that's the chiddush. Chulin, Shloi Oichaloch, which would be mashma, but what I do eat from you is a carbon, that's still mutter, because going into our mayor holds that you don't have V'chal Lavat Shmehein. The middle case of the braisa, which is a little bit problematic. L'chulin, L'chulin Shoichaloch, also. If you say not chulin, what I want to eat from you is asa. So the problem is that we're going to go into Rameya now. So bishlama, if we're going to Rehuda like our Mishnah, then loy chulin shaykhach means what I'm going to eat from you is not chulin, but it's a carbon. But we're going to Rameya now, who holds, doesn't hold, so therefore, some take out this line from the Braisa, or some taich, it means you take out the word tachulin, it's lechalin. You say lechalin shaykhach, what I'm going to eat from you should be like chalim, which means like the chal is toida, so then, it's aser because I mean to say chalas toida, and that's why it's aser. That's the second case of the Raisa. The third case of the Raisa, loy chulin loyechalach is mutter. Loy chulin loyechalach is mutter. Or loy chulin loyechalach is mutter. So Raisa, so we have to explain this. Loy chulin loyechalach is so far so good. It's saying, it's not chulin, what I'm not going to eat from you, it's so far it's so good. It's a mutter. Raisa, money, Ramehi. Who's the Raisa? It's Ramehi. He doesn't hold the machalah about the Shmehein. The less they machalah about the Shmehein. Ema Seifa, the last case of the Braisa, L'chulim la'echaloch mutter. And we're going to show you that usually we attach that to the Oseh, but now we're looking at the Mishnah. L'karvim la'echaloch, Rameya Oseh. V'kashla, and we have a kash on that, that let's say Mechal Lavat Shmehein, doesn't hold of Mechal Lavat Shmehein. If you read L'karvim la'echaloch, so the way you would read it, if you held Mechal Lavat Shmehein, you would say it's L'karvim la'echaloch. But what you do eat is a carbon. But and the Braisa says Ramei holds that's also. The problem the Mishnah says the Ramei says that's also. And the problem is, Halesta Mechal Lavat Shmehein. He doesn't hold Mechal Lavat Shmehein. But Abba teaches Pshat in that Mishnah. Nasa Koimer, the klal is we always try to teach a person's words. Stam Adorm Lahachmi, we try to teach the words, fit it into making it also. So he says, it's Nasa Koimer, it's like he said, Le carbon Yehei, Lefikach Le'echlach, therefore, Lefika la, therefore don't eat. So hakanam, if he's darkish like that, hakanam, hakamalei. Loi chulin lahava, lefika la'echlach. It should not be chulin, lefika la'echlach. So the kasha is if it's Rameyer, Rameyer holds this new thing called that you say, nase ka'omer, lekarbon yehei, lefika la'echlach. He also say, loi chulin, it should be loi chulin, which should be a carbon, and therefore la'echlach. That's the kasha. I can ask me a kasha, what do you mean? He doesn't hold a mechal lavat shmehein, so loi chulin doesn't mean anything. So what's going on there? What kind of kasha? Basically, like carbon. I'm saying, le carbon loyechalach, which means that I'm saying le carbon yehei. It's good. There's no mechal lavat shmehein. But here, by lechulin, you have to come on to loyechulin, and he doesn't hold to that. The Ran asks his kasha, and the Ran answers here since I said loyechalach, which is lashon of iser, so then even Rameya would be masking. And that's Gemara's kasha. It should be like I'm saying loyechulin, loyechalach. So the Gemara two terutzim. Actually, the first teretz pashas the Ran does not have the girsa, but the first teretz is haytana sovelo krameya bechada. This Bryce holds a krameya on one thing, which is that he doesn't hold a bechal lavat shmehein. Upolagala bechada, and he argues on the other thing that he doesn't touch the words lekarbon yehei fikach la'echalach. He doesn't hold it that part. Upolagala bechada solikav say bechada less bechal lavat shmehein. Upolagala bechada with carbon. That's one teretz. Rav Ashi say another teretz. Just get the kasha klar. We're going to our mayor holds, you don't say Mechal Lavat Shmehein. So, Loi Chulin Loi Echelach was mutter, because it says Loi Chulin Loi Echelach, but what I do if me was a carbon, but it's mutter, we're going to our mayor. The problem was that there was a braisa that says that Le Carbon Loi Echelach is Aser. What's the Pshat? What's the Pshat? It says Loi Carbon Loi Echelach. Loi Carbon, it should not be a carbon, what I don't eat from you, what should eat from you should be a carbon. So, what's Pshat? So the Gemara said, because they say the carbon yehi loy echloch. So the Gemara's kasha is they also say here loy chulin. It's not chulin and lefikach loy echloch. Why don't we say that? That's the Gemara's kasha. So Rav Ashi Amar, that there's a chilek between what you said here, lechulin, how you say lechulin. There's a chilek. Rav Ashi Amar, Hod Amar lechulin, which is with a shva, Hod Amar loy chulin. The mashal will have a chulin and a carbon. He says the case of this brisa is, he said lechulin. Lechulin loychalach is no way to touch it. He said lechulin, not loychulin, lechulin. So lechulin, therefore don't eat it? That doesn't make sense, because it's chulin. He didn't say loychulin. If it was a loychulin, you're right. I would have touched loychulin about a carbon, and therefore loychalach. But he didn't touch that way. You're not touching that way, because it says le, not la. So I said lichul, and hodom alachulin zok deran. There's no place like that. But hodom alachulin. If you would have said lachulin, that would have been awesome. That's what Ron explains. You know, there's no exact case like that. And that's how you learn the brisa. Now the Ron has a way to learn the brisa with if it's lichalin, but when I go into that, I and sham. Like upon him, just to, now I'll go back to the brisa. So the brisa says like this: chulin on top of the oven. Look back on top of the oven. Chulin hachulin kichulin. So ben shayachol ben shayalach is mutter. Why? Because you don't say mechal lavas mehein. So if even though if you say chulin mashaloi oichalach, which would be mashma, what I do eat is carbon, you don't say that. Go and go to our mayor. The next case lechulin shayachalach also is talking about you say lechalin, and then in the last case lachulin loichalach. So the question was why you say read it like this loichulin but it's a carbon and therefore loichalach. Teretz you don't say that because you said lechulin. You said with a shva of lechulin. That's the pshat. Zok the Gemara Vayta. We'll make a little haskal next tomorrow. We'll see the shaila. It's in our Mishnah. Tar of a tam and it's a pickle is awesome. But now the fact of the matter is, we know the only time you make atfasa means if I say this kikar is like a carbon or this kikar is like a mizbeach, it's only if it's dava hanodur. It has to be something that has a neder on it, not dava asur or dava mut either. So boy ram vachama. Hareya like a basu zivchei shlamim la'achas zrikas damim. Mau basu zivchei shlamim before zrika you can't eat it. After Zrika, you're allowed to eat the basa. After Zrika, you're allowed to eat the basa. Why? Because you had Zrika, now you're allowed to eat it. Even a Zara is allowed to eat it. So let's say you say, Harei Alai, this kikar should be on me like a basa zivke shlom lachas zvika zdomim. Mao. So afraid to gemara, idam kama hadin lishto, bet heri kama atvis. If you said it that loshen, it's a shul mutter. You're saying it should be like this piece of basa that's mutter. Ella, the shayla is going to makas basa zivke shlomim, or makas at heri gabay. There's a piece of shlom sitting next to you. And you have a piece of heter, a piece of steak right here. This is like this. My, what do you mean to say? You're being matvis in the ikker shame of that basa, which is shlomim, and regular shlomim is aser. Or you're talking specifically this piece that's after the zrika. That's the shalom. It's be'ikrikamatvis. You're going into the asoid, into the foundation of that piece of meat, or into the piece of meat itself, which is a terikamatvis. That's tomorrow's shalom. Now, there's one thing you want to speak out, the Ran's kasha. The Ran Zakasha says, even Zivch Shlom Avzrikas Domim, a Tomei is not allowed to eat it. A Tomei is not allowed to eat it. Or Chaz of a Shaykh of the Shlom after Zrika. A Zar is not allowed to eat it, only a Kayin. So you see, there's still a Neder on this. It's making a Suriv. Tomei can't eat it. A Zar can't eat Chaz of a Shaykh. There's still a Neder here. So what's going on over here? Zok the Ran, that's not a Neder. Because a Neder would be also to everyone. If it's some people mutter in it, it must not be a nether. It must be, that's the Xerah's cost of talking and saying that's also. It's not your nether. Your nether is over after the Zrika, the nether was mutter now. And that's why it can be mutter to some people. Because if it would be a nether, it would be also to everyone. And that is also to Temeim, or also to Kahanim, is only because there's an Isser that the Rahmana put on it. I'll read the Lashon of the Ran, the bottom line. It says, Ela basa Zrika's Dom Pakale Nidra. Vesura the Tmeim, with the Chaz of a Shaykh, Lapash of Nedruhu, the Hachi Asla Kail, Ela Suruhu, the Rami Rahmana Aleha. And it says that's the reason why Allah case also, like upon him, that's the Pshat there. Now, Marashail is, Be'ikr Kamatis, or Be'ter Kamatis, and Metshema, next year, we will continue this Shaila with different rites.